I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Jay Binkley, James, producing the operation. Phone number 913-586-7610. Same as the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Well, the Big Tow Media Days are done, but I will say this. They did it in Las Vegas. New look Big 12 instead of the old guard, you know, like Iowa State, Kansas State. State looks different. Now with Arizona there, Arizona State. Just a different look and feel, but man, the Big 12's starting to make some news. Big 12's making some news. I mean, the money's starting to flow in the Big 12, and I remember when this conference was going to collapse. Remember back in the day, the first round of expansion, when it looked like Oklahoma and Texas were maybe going to the Pac-12? They didn't. Then all of a sudden, the Pac-12 looked like they were going to poach the Big 12, and then all of a sudden, fans in the Big 12 started wondering where their team was going to end up. Was KU going to be good enough in football to go with the basketball to get themselves in the Big Ten? Would K-State end up in the Mountain West? Who knows where they would go, but they found a way with Brett Yormark to save this conference. I still think one of the biggest mistakes this conference made is Kevin Weberg when he was commissioner of the Big 12. Wanted to start the Big 12 network. Wanted to do it. Then Texas went out and did their own with the Longhorn Network. And you didn't have an Alabama network in the SEC. You didn't have an Ohio State and Michigan network in the Big Ten. He didn't have it all, but he left the commissionership of the Big 12 to go start the Big 10 network. And then we've seen the Big 10, but the Big 12 has been able to do it without it. A lot of the games are in ESPN Plus now, but having a network of propaganda every day of the week, I think would be good for the conference. But other than that, I like the Big 12. Not only that, I like hearing news like this. This is Ross Dellinger from Yahoo about Clemson and Florida State talking to the Big 12.
Well, you look at the Florida State and Clemson's options. The first option would probably be to get into the Big 10 or SEC. The second option would be in some way to reform the ACC with a smaller number of teams where you would be financially, get a financial advantage because you wouldn't split the distribution, TV distribution with 18. Maybe you would just split it with 10 so they could reform in a smaller group. In option three is to probably join another league, right? Which would obviously be, there's only one other power conference league, and that's the Big 12. I think there is at least early conversation between the Big 12 and those schools about the possibility. I don't know that it's anything serious yet because they do have to get out of the ACC, whether that's through a settlement or a court ruling. So we could be months, if not years, away from something. But that does seem to be one of the possibilities is the Big 12.
One of the possibilities, the Big 12, man, that'd be huge to have Florida State and Clemson. It'd be hard to see the Big 10 or the SEC not go for those teams, you know, with their history, especially as good as those teams are in football. But if the money's right with the Big 12, I just like the fact that the Big 12 is mentioned for schools like that. That would be great to have them. Listen, having UCF and Arizona State and Arizona, BYU, that's fine. It solidifies your conference. But you add some big dogs like Florida State and Clemson to the Big 12 and look out. I mean, you lost Texas and Oklahoma, so you lose all that cachet that those two programs bought the Big 12. But you add a Clemson and Florida State, things are different. They're already in the state of Florida because they have UCF. It's not like this is something new, not like a new area. They have all the time zones covered right now in the Big 12. It's fun to watch. But Brett Yormark is going places. This conference with like Bob Bowlesby didn't even know Texas was leaving. When Ross Dellinger talks about maybe Clemson and Florida State already having talks with the Big 12, and you think, well, there's going to be nothing to it. Well, there is always something to it because teams leave in the middle of the night. Did you ever see any smoke or fire when you see USC and UCLA were leaving the Pac-12 to the Big Ten? Remember that day, James? They just up and left. There wasn't that smoke saying, well, USC and UCLA thinking about leaving the Pac-12. No, they just went out and did it.
Gone. Yeah.
Texas, Oklahoma, They caught Bob Boltzmann by surprise, allegedly. It's still hard for me to believe that the commissioner of a major conference doesn't know that two of your flagship schools are thinking about leaving. Like, that still surprises me. But he was defiant they weren't. And they did. But that's what happens. You never know what happens. Until I think college football ends up branching out and making things different, getting rid of the conference alignment, switching it to 64 teams, going down from 134.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Four words at now where you have, which would still be great football, great band of football. It's just different now. It's just different now how the game of college football is played. College sports is taking on a life of its own. Heck, the Big 12 is thinking about an insurance sponsorship for the conference. You know what you call it? Big 12. Big 12 conference brought to you by blank insurance company, which I don't mind that at all anymore. Do you? I used to, but not with nil. Not with name, image, and likeness. Let's let the school start making some money. I could care less.
Yeah, I mean, they gotta provide money to pay these players. And I mean, with these name, image, and likeness deals going out, that some of these are getting ridiculous. So there's got to be some revenue somewhere.
There was talks with Allstate and the Big 12 that'd be, you know, the Allstate 12 conference. That's just the way things are going. And I'll be honest with you, with name, image, and likeness, love it or hate it, it has made college sports better, in my opinion, except for college basketball. That's the one that's behind the eight ball on it. College baseball has gotten a lot more popular. The College World Series, these teams, their home field advantage, especially in the SEC, selling out those stadiums. When you move the draft down to 20 rounds, when you cut out minor league teams, you start paying the players, there's more of a reason to stay, and college baseball has taken advantage of that and gotten better. Will Howard now has the fourth best Heisman odds. The former Kansas State quarterback that transferred to Ohio State, fourth best odds to win the Heisman Trophy. He was kind of pushed out of Manhattan because it was Avery Johnson's turn to be the leader of that team now. But a couple years before, maybe Will Howard, he goes to the NFL, gets drafted in the seventh round or undrafted. But now he's got a chance to make over $1 million. They get that extra year, that extra COVID year, and their guys are taking advantage of it. Even Jim Nagy, who puts the Senior Bowl together, was having trouble filling out the roster. Brett Veach, before the draft, talked about how rounds 5 through 7, there wasn't the depth that he had before. Name, image, and likeness is changing the game right in front of you. Players are getting paid, but not only that, they're getting ready and they're more acclimated to playing the NFL right away. It's not like just throwing that red shirt on and Tano passing you. You know, we'll draft you and we'll see what develops. We'll draft you, see what develops, see if you can be a good player or not. And so NFL teams were throwing darts at players to see if it worked out eventually for them. Now you don't have to with guys staying in school longer. Quarterbacks are getting those 20 starts under their belt. And that's all that you want out of those guys. You know, Carson Beck decides to stay, which he should, at Georgia. Quinn Ewers doesn't go in the NFL. He stays at Texas. And Arch Manning doesn't transfer. Which, by the way, is like an 87 rating in this new college football game, which they gave him pretty good being a player that's never really played in the game. Well, he got in, but hardly played.
I heard he got paid, too.
Oh, he got – there's supposedly like $60,000 for this EA. Now, there's no wonder he's – because he wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he wasn't in the game, but $60,000 makes you kind of maybe change that.
Yeah, go get that bag, buddy.
And I'm sure Texas, the donors are paying him a lot. I mean, these teams, when Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce did their podcast in Cincinnati, that was all for name, image, and likeness. That's where that money went. They were raising money for that. Teams now are going that. They're actually going to the donors now and asking for more money. Like before, they used to do it for coaches' buyouts or to pay a new coach contract. Now they're going to the donors for name, image, and likeness. Hey, how can you help us out? What kind of cars can you provide? What can you do for our football program?
Did you see the deal between Nike and Oregon? Hey, like Nike is backing their name, image, and likeness 100%.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't.
I mean, it's getting crazy out there, and you're right. It's absolutely changing the game.
Text line says there's no marquee matchup for Florida State or Clemson. What about the non-con? What, can you imagine a Florida State and Florida, you know, game, Big 12? Not that they can't do the ACC, SEC, but the money's bigger. The revenue's bigger with the Big 12 and the TV contract. The ACC's on shaky ground. I mean, North Carolina's had an eye out. North Carolina State's had an eye out. Florida State's definitely not happy in that conference. So that's the big reason is money. Can the Big 12 earn more money than the ACC? And I think they're well on their way to doing that as we go forward. That's why Clemson and FSU, yes, no marquee matchups, but it's a competitive league. You have games with Kansas State to battle it out and see what happens. Oklahoma State's going to be good this year. You do have West Virginia out there, who's kind of a surprise team at the end of last year. College football is changing. Well, why would you rather go there to the than the Big Ten and the SEC and just play tough teams every single week? I think the Big 12 is incredibly balanced, but they're not as top-heavy, nowhere near it like the Big Ten and the SEC. But the Big 12 is, you know, top to bottom, good conference. Yes, there's some dogs in this conference. You know, like Baylor, that's certainly not the team they were under Dave Aranda 2 years ago when they won the Big 12. Things got different. Anyway, we'll go back to the Royals and Home Run Derby and Bobby Witt and what the brass of the Royals are saying about him in the Home Run Derby next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.